Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and you are listening to another episode of the world famous. Say it with me, everybody. The world famous. The universally loved. The best podcast in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Giving them the King Kong Bundy account today. Five galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves. We are coming to you live today. I'm showing you a non-professional right now, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live today. Today is Friday, March the 29th. 2024. Very unprofessional today, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have a good time today. Ladies and gentlemen, come on in, come on in, come on in. Very unprofessional. Everybody listening to this podcast, I hope you have already signed up to receive emails from yours truly. Become a marketing mover today. Ladies and gentlemen, I have no products to give you right now, but we will in the next week or two. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody's calling me doing the podcast. As I told you, ladies and gentlemen, today is a very unprofessional television show. Yes. Why are they calling me? Why are they bothering me? People, I tell you what. I record on my computer on a daily basis now, people. And you know, before, as I told you, if you're a true listener of this podcast, if you've been listening from the word go. If you're a cat from way back and you've been listening to this show, you know, I used to record on my phone. I would have it plugged in and then somebody would call and I had to stop. One time I got 18 minutes down the road with the podcast and they called the phone and it stopped and I was annoyed. You know, now I would just do a second clip and be like, you know, just, you know, go ahead and lay it out there that, you know, got cut off through the phone. But back then I was trying to be super, super professional, but now I'm a super professional. So ignore any other phone calls that might come during this podcast. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are still listening to the show after these last 2 minutes and 50 seconds of nonsense, okay? I greatly appreciate it. I am showing you what not to do, actually, okay? But like I said, if you haven't already, go click on the link. Become a marketing mover today. You know, as I told you before, told you yesterday, I'm gonna tell you every day, name, email address, telephone number. We are not Google. We will not sell your information to China, okay? We will not sell your information to anybody, all right? But today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk about flexibility in your marketing, okay? Now, ladies and gentlemen, we all know that things happen sometimes and you start to... let's say, you know, you think, well, let's just say this. All right. Let's give a scenario about this. Let's say I want to get people to sign up to an email list and I post on Facebook. Okay. I post it on Facebook. I give Facebook my money. Mark Zuckerberg takes my money and goes buy more acres of land in Hawaii or whatever he does with his money. Okay. I give them Facebook some money and it's not really hitting. You know, it's not coming up roses for the kid. Okay. But then I go spend a couple bucks on Instagram and the Instagram is taking off like grease lightning. Okay. It's boom, boom, boom. I'm getting people. I'm signing people up. I'm putting $10 a day into Facebook. I'm getting nothing. I'm putting $3 into Instagram. I'm getting massive response. Ladies and gentlemen, are you going to be the person who is like, no, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep giving Facebook $10. Or are you going to put the $13 into Instagram? I hope you are the type of person who puts the money into Instagram. Be smart about your marketing. Be smart about finding your customers. You put money in certain places. You try them out. You see, you know, you give it a whirl. Sometimes the bait is going to bite. Sometimes the bait ain't going to bite like you think. It could be the same copy. It could be the same thing. You can have, you know, you could do the split. Sometimes you might do a split test. Okay. Sometimes you can have the exact same thing, but it's just sometimes it connects on this side of the planet and it don't connect on this side. But what I'm telling you is don't be the person who is like, no, everybody tells me Facebook works, blah, 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 blah. If it's working over here, go back over here. Go, listen, you want to build out your listen, the goal for any business, any service is to have people lined out at the door. Think, whenever you think business, whenever you think service, think about a club. You know, you've ever been to a club where you had to wait in line? Okay, that's what you want. Those are the kind of customers you want. Ready to party, ready to mingle, ready to spend money, ready to read whatever it is you have for them. That is what you want. So it doesn't matter where it comes from. It doesn't matter how you get these people. The point is, if you are the type of person who thinks, I'm not going to do anything offline, I'm going to do everything online, then you are a fool. You go, you seek and you shall find. Knock, doors will open. So you are, whenever you market, you want to market where the people are. You want to market where if you are trying to target people over the age of 65, I suggest you send stuff. And if you trying to market the people 60 and up, and you're not sending stuff through the mail, then you are a fool. Okay, you go where the people are at. You know, you do both. You know, and you say, all right, now where should I put more of my money? And then you put more of your money into there. You know, I'm not saying you have to give up on Facebook, but if you are coming up roses on Instagram and only spending a couple bucks, put more money into the Instagram and less money into the Facebook. It's just the way it is. And then, you know, you get them on the email list or whatever. You get them, you know, you get them lined up and you say, hey, go check out my Facebook page. And then they'll say, hey, this guy's a Facebook page. Let me go check out his Facebook page, you know. The bigger the list, the more receptive the list is, the most important phrase in that. It's not about how big your list is. It's about how receptive your email list is. You want people to engage. You want people to open. You want people to read your emails. You want people to, you know, and this is why you should always have a link. It doesn't matter if it's not a sale, if it's a, hey, watch my YouTube video. You know, all of that is directing them to go somewhere, because you want, at the end of the day, what you are looking for is to build a net. A net full of people, or if you want to call them fish, whatever you want to call them, a herd, a party, like I told you. You know, think club, think line out the door, you know, all the way down the street to the block, people in their hands with money, ready to hand you the money, you know, and say, hey, boom, 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 I'm ready to party, you know. And so you have to remember, you know, marketing is good. Marketing is great. And there are times where you're going to have to change. You're going to have to make a pivot. You're going to have to make a turn. I'm going to give you an example. My brother, he texts. I think we've talked about wrestling like three times this week. I ain't too sure. But my brother, his favorite guy, The Rock, came back to wrestling. Came back to wrestling like a month ago, 2 months ago, maybe, I think. 2 seconds. My brother's favorite guy came back to wrestling like 2 months ago, The Rock, okay? And he has come back, and he started off, you know, everybody was cheering. They're like, hey, Rock, we love you, Rock, blah, 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 blah. And then he's supposed to have a match with his cousin, and the people started complaining. They started booing. And, you know, they're like, nah, we don't want that. We don't want that. We don't want that. We reject that. We reject that. And so, you know, they took a pivot. They took a pivot. They said, no, we're not going to do that. We are going to have him fight his cousin. Not fight his cousin, but be with his cousin. We are going to. They had a thing where they're like, no, The Rock is now, he's going to pivot. He's going to be a bad guy. He's going to fight with his cousin, and they're going to take on people. And The Rock has been out there. I've been watching, taking notes. And The Rock, he went out there. He called people in Arizona some crackheads and all this and all that. And it started off, The Rock was a nice guy, good guy. The people didn't want that. The people rejected that. And now he has turned his back on the people. And so, you know, they're like, they could have kept trying to go down the same road, but it wouldn't work. It would not have worked. And so they made a change. And so sometimes in business, these kind of things happen, you know. It's like a story. It's like, I remember, if you ever want to watch a movie about marketing, a movie just about business, period, you should watch The Founder. It's about the Ray Kroc. It's about the McDonald's guy, you know, and he had a vision. He had a vision of the McDonald's. Of course, you know, most people know the story, but these two brothers, they had a store. It was a McDonald's, and they just had the one store. And in the movie, he said, you know, y'all ever thought about franchising? And they's like, we tried, but you know, it ain't work. And they were like, you know, we couldn't be here, we couldn't be there. They wanted to be a part of everything. They wanted to be super hands on. They didn't have the vision of the franchise. You know, Ray Kroc, he decided that he was going to get into he wanted to be in the McDonald's business, but he also wanted to be in the real estate business. You know, so he started buying more land and building more McDonald's, selling them to people, and eventually he bought them out. It's a great look at business. And he went from thinking about selling hamburgers to real estate, you know, the pivot. He saw it was more money and giving people the land and selling the business to people than actually in there flipping hamburgers, you know. And Ray Kroc became a, you know, a billionaire. And as we told you before, we're not trying to make you billionaires around here, you know. Maybe. But the point is, you want to be successful in your business. You want to be successful in your marketing. And so sometimes there are going to be some days where you have to turn, you have to make a turn, you have to make a pivot. Do not be stubborn. Do not be hard. Do not be hard-headed. Do not be a pain. You know, make the pivot, you know. As I told you before, if you're giving $10, if you're paying $10 a day in Facebook, And it's been a week and it's not really, you know, cooking, but the couple bucks you're giving in Instagram is really blazing, go put more money into Instagram. That's smart. That's being a business owner. That's recognizing something's not working right now. And, you know, you don't have to completely say it, I'm never going on Facebook, because you want to market. You want to. Anywhere where you can market, you want to market. Anywhere where you can tell people, hey, I'm over here, you know. Hey, I got a store. I'm over here, you know. And you always want to take them. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you're at. You always want to take them from any social media platform, any YouTube, Facebook, anything. You always want to take them to where you can control it. The email list, your website, your app. You always want to make sure that you are taking them from. You don't want to conduct a business on Facebook. You don't want to conduct a business on YouTube. You want to conduct your business where you have some control, where you have some say so in the atmosphere. You know what I mean? And so, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Started off a little unprofessional. We closed out good, huh? Of course we did. So, we will definitely be dropping a bonus episode this weekend. I mean, it is Easter weekend, you know, so we got to drop it. We got to drop an egg in there. Got to drop a couple of clues in there for you. So a bonus episode will be, you know, coming down the road. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday. Thank you for listening. You should definitely subscribe to the show because we are uploading these early as possible. And so we will be back sometime this weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday with all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. Go down, click the link below, sign up for the email, become a marketing mover. And until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. God bless. Thank you for listening. And as always, everybody, peace.